Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Today, I want to tell you a story, but first, let me grab a book off the bookshelf because it is important for you to see this in action. Those of you watching on the video, those of you listening on the podcast, I'm going to tell you the story about how I got, of how I became an author and why this podcast is called Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. So once upon a time, when I was a little girl, I always loved to be read to by my mother, my grandmother, my cousins, anybody who I could get to read to me. Even in school, we had visitors come in and read to us, and even interns would read to us. And they were books. They were children's books. They were about this thick, like my poetry book here, but and maybe not as maybe small, maybe a little bit smaller, maybe a little bit bigger, and a little bit, you know, like 8x8 instead of this, but they were storybooks. Then when I was 5, I got books on cassettes and on records through the National Library Service for the Blind and what is now called the Print Handicapped, which is through the Library of Congress. My favorite book was King Emmett's Pig. Okay. I would listen to that book over and over and over. My mother had to get me to read, had to take that book away from me so that I would listen to something else. And then send it back. And my mother had to send it back so that I would get more books. And she would request it again for me at a later time. But that was my favorite book. I don't remember who wrote it. I don't remember much about it. All I remember is that King Emmett had glass pigs, paper pigs, pigs of all sizes and materials and whatnot. And he wanted a real live pig. That's the only thing I remember about that book when I was a kid. And one of the things I would do while I was listening to stories is I would hold the book, and it may be upside down, so forgive me for that. But I would hold the book in my lap and I would turn the pages, flip the pages while listening to the book, or I would sit there with the book, and it was thicker. The book was actually thicker. When I had a hard, it was a hardback, but it was something more, and this is not mine, by the way, but I can show you anyway. It was something like, say, oops, I dropped something. I'll get it in a minute. Something like this. It was about this thick, maybe a little bit thinner. And I would sit, and I'd have the book in my lap. I don't know if you can see it on camera, but I'm going to put it on top of the computer just so you can see. I'd have the book in my lap. I would turn pages, and I would just pretend to read to myself. To tell stories to myself. Sometimes my cousins would walk in the room and say, oh, you tell a nice story. And I would have the radio on or whatever. And so that's how I learned to love stories. Stories have been told for centuries. Okay? Stories have been told for ages and ages and ages. And that's why the world is shaped by story. Children's lives are shaped by stories. That's how we became so imaginative because of stories we were told, and that's how we learned how to tell stories. So the reason I tell you this is because this is why I call my podcast Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, for one simple reason, because stories matter. Your story matters. Stories change the world. If God gives you a message that he wants you to share, if he gives you a story to tell, to share the message of his love and the gift of salvation, then by all means, we would be remiss by not sharing those stories. So now, I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For two reasons. One, because when you touch one life, it is so true. God can use that story that you've written and shared with the world and touch thousands. He can open doors that you would never imagine. That's why I say when you touch one life, you've touched thousands, because people tell people about the story you've shared, especially if it touches their life. And that's why I say your story matters. So before I close this out in prayer, I have one question for you today, dear listener and dear viewer. What story will you share with your audience? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to share my story about how I became a writer and how and why I called the podcast Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. Thank you so much for giving me this message, Lord, to share. Thank you so much for all of the listeners and viewers who are listening and watching today. Thank you so much for giving me a message to share with them. Lord, I pray that you will give the listeners and viewers the story you would have them to tell and to share with their audiences, because stories do matter. Lord, you've shown me that time and again. So thank you so much. And I pray that that my words bring value and touch the life of someone out there. And thank you so much for so many people that listen to the podcast, that watch the YouTube, because every person that listens and that watches the messages, the stories, the words of wisdom that I share and that my guests share are meant especially for the people who have found my podcast and my YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. And thank you for giving us all words of wisdom and give us the strength and the wisdom to change the world with our words and share about the good news of your gift of salvation. All these things I pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. So go out there and tell your story. Thanks for joining me on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, once again, as I've said before, and as many people have said in their spaces, your story matters. Thank you so much for listening and for watching, and I will see you next week with another fabulous episode where we will be sharing a book launch. Riley Cross is launching her debut science fiction novel called Disconnected. So stay tuned for that, and God bless. Take care, everybody, and see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com, and use the code Inspirational Journeys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy rating, writing, and celebrate the day. Challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnneWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnneWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.